Well, we sure do like our champions around here, our local champions, especially those who are proud of where they're from. You'll find that in our most recent champion, Greg Merson from Laurel, Maryland, who just won the World Series of Poker to the tune of over $8 million. And Greg joins us now. Greg, congratulations and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me on.
Well, let's start with winning at poker. When did you become, and where did you become, and how did you become that good at poker?
I started playing when I was 16, and then I turned full-time professional at 19, and that's when I really started improving very quickly through my network of friends. And I started playing a good amount of live poker at 21, and it's just been a constant grind since the day I turned pro. My first year playing full-time, I must have played 60 or 70 hours a week. And the last few years, more so of a normal gig, 40 to 50 hours a week. But I do pride myself on my work ethic, and it certainly paid off.
Now, were you a good card player growing up? Are you good at math? Explain to me the connection personally in your personal skill set and how you became a poker champion.
I was always really good at math in school until I hit calculus, and I had no idea what was going on. And then, I was a gamer my whole life. Like I was a big video gamer, and not so much a computer gaming person, but I played a bunch of video games, and I also played baseball my whole life. So the competitive nature that I had, along with the gaming side of things, worked really well, and baseball teaches you how to deal with failure and just to stay confident in yourself. And poker is very similar to that. Sometimes you're not going to always just win. Obviously, you don't win every single time you play. So, that I think those are like two biggest things that led me down this career path.
Interesting. And also, I'm a few years older than you are, and you're 24 years old. And during, I guess, the last, what would you say, 5-10 years, probably closer at this point to like 03-04, poker has become really big on television, and the World Series of Poker has become a very big deal, especially, I think, in college. Just the playing of poker has been on the uptick for a few years now, and I guess because you're 24 years old, you went to College Park. Was it that kind of swept you in that direction?
Yeah, I remember I deposited money online a month before I moved into my dorm freshman year at College Park, and then moving in, the kid who ended up having the room right next to me while I was moving my stuff down the hall had his feet up on his desk playing online poker. And I was like, wow, this kid's just going to become like my best friend. And then that's what ended up happening. And he was really good back then in 2005, so I learned a lot from him. And instead of going out on Thursday and Friday nights, we would just stay in and play online poker. And that funded my spending money in college, since I never really had a job. I was also like lucky to not have to pay for school, so I didn't really have the responsibility of paying off student loans, or I really didn't need that much to get by, so I was able to just put a lot of time in early where I wasn't making too much, but I just loved the game, so I was constantly playing at school. I would take my computer to class, and sometimes he'd yell at in the back of the class for just having it out. This is before laptops were just in all the classrooms back then. So,
World Series of Poker champion Greg Merson is with us here on Sportsline. And Greg, your personal story and reading up about you and hearing about you on television is amazing. And correct me if I'm saying anything wrong here, but you go to College Park, basically a straight A student in high school. You fall into a drug problem there. You drop out of Maryland. Now you're a poker champion. It's really one of those classic fall and rise stories. Tell us about that roller coaster.
Yeah, it really has been a roller coaster. I mean, certainly hasn't just been a straight shot to the top. I did have a nice 3.5-year run where I was sober, and I really moved up to some of the biggest games online in the world. And then, unfortunately, last year stumbled for about 10 or 11 months and was able to somehow pull myself out of that and, save my bankroll and save my life. And I credit my friends and family for having the right people around me to straighten me out, because I was hiding a lot of that stuff from them. It's not like they were just letting it go on. And, this year I put a lot of work into just making myself just a better person and just improving in other areas, because it's not just all about poker, but sort of things that I got interested in, and having a more balanced life, and that helps you on the table as well.
Now, I read that you actually would fund your cocaine habits with your online winnings at poker, correct?
Yes.
That's really amazing.
I would, yeah, so like back then, before the internet poker shut down, I had an ATM machine in front of my dorm room at Maryland, so if I wanted to cash out $100 or $200, it would just go straight to my bank account. The next day, I could just take it out of the ATM right out in front of my building, so it was just so easy to just get, you know, $50, $100, and go blow it on drugs.
Now, when I read your story, Greg, I'm thinking 24 years old, just won $8 million in Vegas, now known on television by a lot of people with a drug problem. That's a pretty dangerous combination. How are you handling that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really look at it as a bad thing. I'm not embarrassed of the mistakes that I've made, and I'm, you know, owning up to them. And the fact that I came out publicly about it is more so to just use this platform to help other people that have this problem, and especially in my industry where everyone lives a pretty crazy lifestyle and fast money, fast-paced life, and it's really easy to get caught up in the wrong stuff. And I just want people to understand that if you do slip up or are having that problem, that there is an alternative way to live your life and be happy.
Now, Greg, a colleague of mine told me to ask this question because I don't know where it's going, but he said that a friend of yours bankrolled your entry fee, which was 40%, and I'll let you take it from there. Is that someone special? And tell us about that story. Do you owe that person a lot of money right now?
Yeah, he ended up actually having 25%.
25%?
Okay. Yeah, he's one of my best friends, and he has – I couldn't be this good at poker right now if I hadn't met him 5 years ago, and he's one of the best players in the world, and he doesn't get enough credit. But, I mean, he has – he's gotten quite a bit of attention over the last few years, but not as much as I think he deserves. And he kind of flies under the radar, and he's okay with that. He's pretty kept to himself and whatnot. But he was on my rail, and I couldn't be more happy to just share this moment with him and write him a big check, you know?
Did you pay him back more than the 25%?
No.
But I'm sure you owe him a lot down the road. And I have to ask you about the Adam Jones jersey. You're a big Orioles fan, right?
Yep.
Is Adam your favorite player?
I'm sorry?
Is Adam your favorite player?
Yeah, on the Orioles, he is. My favorite player has always been Ken Griffey, but he just retired a few years ago. But, yeah, it was cool. He was messaging me back and forth on Twitter, and I asked him to sign my jersey, and he said he'd be more than happy to. He'd be back in town in December, and that's right around when I'll be back home. So hopefully, you know, connect with him and get that done.
That's awesome, man. And did you enjoy the Orioles' big playoff run? Were you able to enjoy that with your rise through the World Series of Poker?
Yeah, I was. I actually got it. I got to go to game two, and we won that game. So that was a sick experience because, you know, they hadn't been in the playoffs since 95 or 97. It has just been so long. I remember the last time they were in the playoffs, just laying on the living room floor watching Robbie Alomar. Yeah, so it was awesome for everyone in our hometown to actually have something to cheer about and not just the Ravens.
Greg, finally, you're 24 years old. You just won $8 million. You're at the top of your game right now. What's next for you?
There's a lot of other things I want to do in my career. It's not just all over because I won the biggest title in the game. I want to keep improving, and I want to be, you know, known as one of the better players when it's all said and done. And as long as I just keep, you know, staying focused and getting better each day, hopefully I can reach that level at some point.
Greg Merson, hell of a story, the pride of Laurel, Maryland, Orioles fan, and now poker champion. And, Greg, when you come back to town, you have to come in studio. We really want to meet you in person and get you in here.
All right, sweet. Sounds good, man.
That's Greg Merson, World Series of Poker champion. Congratulations again to Greg. We're back with more next here on BIA.